Hi there, it's Asteria Audio, and I'm answering Rogue Bunny's Gone Wild Audio questionnaire. I figured it might be nice to get to know me a little bit before I actually post anything. Number one, what is your favorite holiday? Halloween, for sure. I love Halloween. I love all things spooky. Certified monster fucker. If you could live in any cinematic, TV, or anime universe, what would it be? That's a tough one. I think I would want to live in either Sailor Moon universe, or maybe the Moomins. I like the idea that something sweet and fun with adventure. Oh no, maybe the Addams Family. Yeah. What's your favorite audio tag to perform or write? I haven't performed anything yet. I share a house, which is why I have to be extra quiet. Hence why I whisper a lot. Silly, funny things as well, and mixing that in with romance. Big old softy at heart, with a lot of heart kinks. When it's really, really cold outside, what is your favorite meal to eat and warm up? Okay, so if you've read through my past comments, you'd see I speak with a false American accent. I'm sure I've tripped up on it a few times. And that's because I'm actually Scottish. So I'll say that's part in Scottish. Because my favourite meal, when it's freezing cold outside, Baltic, as we would say, is a meal called Stovies. And Stovies, in their basest form, are sausage, tatties, potatoes, and gravy. Now, everybody's family makes it differently. Everybody swears down their mum or their gran makes it best. However, my stepdad makes it best, and the way he makes it is he cuts up square sausage. I don't know if it's available outside Scotland. Lorne sausage is called. Cuts that up, makes gravy with it, chops up potatoes roughly, chucks in his thighs, chopped up carrots. Adds lots of salt and pepper and black pudding and we never ever eat it the first day, we always wait until the second day, so it's much dodgier. It's so thick you can stand a fork up in it, but that is the ultimate comfort meal. So that's my favourite meal to eat when it's freezing outside. So I'm going to switch back to my American accent for now. Just because I am terrified of someone finding out who I am. Not that I have a distinctive voice, but I don't like the idea of leaving a trail of breadcrumbs for someone to find me. Number 5. Can you do a handstand? No. I can't even swim. Do you type using the home keys or no? Yes, yes I do. I learned how to touch type using the home keys from a Lion King PC game I had when I was 7. I still do it today. What's a skill you really want to learn? I really want to learn metalworking. I'd like to learn how to make jewelry, rings, and things like that. I'd like to learn, like how to work a lathe and stuff. What's your favorite of weather? I love thunderstorms. When it's late at night and it's thunder and lightning outside and the rain is pelting the windows, that's my favorite kind of weather. It's really soothing. What was your favorite game to play as the kids? Oh gosh, an advert just came on. It's much louder than I was expecting. My favorite game, I didn't play outside a lot. I didn't really have a lot of friends. So computer game wise, either Pokemon Yellow or Silver, and a Game Boy Color, or Crash Bandicoot Team Racing. PlayStation, I think it was just first PlayStation, I'm sure. Yeah. Waffles or pancakes? Confession time. I don't really like either. I don't like donuts either. Too stodgy. I'm a big girl. Kinda chunky. But I don't know what it is. They hurt my throat when I try to eat. They hurt my chest. But if I had to choose, waffles with lots of syrup. Maybe a bit of bacon. Summer or winter? Winter, hands down. If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, which language would it be and why? I've always wanted to learn Russian, just because it's so complex. The idea of learning a whole new alphabet to go along with it. But I suppose I'd like to learn Italian too. I know a little bit of German, enough to get by, but that's it. Not very cultured. Are you a morning shower or a night shower person? Night shower. I am not a morning person in the slightest. If I could sleep through until bang on noon, I would. Would you consider yourself a don't knock it till you try person in bed? 100%. I wouldn't say I have any majorly hard limits. Maybe age play. Something about that isn't quite comfortable with. It doesn't really sit well with me. But apart from that, I'll try anything once. Number 15. Oh, Bunny. You evil, evil woman. Not a question. Just say something nice about yourself. Look at that, sneaking in some self-care. That was slick. Is it about my appearance or my personality? I'm very empathetic. I have a big heart. I have a lot of love to give. And when I feel things, I feel them to the nth degree. Sometimes to my detriment. But yeah, my empathy, I would say. is something I like about myself. Appearance-wise, I have a really cute nose. Like a little button nose, a little ski slope. Yeah, I like my nose. Number 16. Say you had a really stressful and crappy day. What do you do to unwind after? Well, and to slip back into Scottish for a second, the first thing I would do is have a wank. Yeah. Oh gosh, I lost my place. Yeah. If I can't do that, I'd have a nap. Lots of chocolate, lots of biscuits, lots of snacks. And I'd probably turn to one of my comfort TV shows. And everybody's got them. TV shows and films that you've seen 1,000 times before. But you could watch over and over because even as background noise, they're comforting, they're familiar. They're old friends. So maybe something like Jurassic Park or Castlevania is kind of becoming a comfort show for me. Maybe something like that. Something that I know I can dip in and out and get engaged in. And then a hug. Nice big hug. Number 17. Oh, nearly there. What are your top three favorite movies? Now, I hate choosing. I am not good with making choices. I need someone to make them for me. And that includes narrowing things down. But top three, I would say, are Suspiria, the new one, believe it or not. Never thought it would have knocked the original off my list. Captain America, the Winter Soldier. I have seen that movie hundreds and hundreds of times over. I can quote it by heart. And it never gets old. Number three. Do I have to choose just one? I'm so bad at this. I don't like having to choose. Really should have read the questions before and then picked up my answers, huh? Oh well, we love a bit of spontaneity, don't we? You know what? I'll go Ghibli. Kiki's Delivery Service. Yeah. That's definitely one of my comfort films. Number 18, is there anything in particular you do to get into the mood for recording or writing? Finding alone time first, that's for sure. That's the most difficult part of it. I like finding playlists. Or songs that invoke what I want to write about. I've never really shown anyone the things that I've written. Get very nervous, very shy, as if that wasn't painfully obvious already. These fucking adverts. I swear, I should have stuck to Spotify. If a song has really spoken to me, I'll have that on, and I like to kind of find songs that are similar to it and soak them up. See how they make me feel. See what color I see when I listen to them. If that makes sense. I really don't know how to explain it. Yeah, I like to daydream too. See if I can let the story play out organically in my mind. And then I'll take any notes. I'm a big daydreamer. Real big fan of daydreaming. If you could own any mythical creature as a pet, unicorn, dragon, etc., which one would you pick? Oh, that is a tough one. Can I have them all? I'm gonna be the crazy forest lady that's friends with all the cryptids. Oh wait, no. That's really easy. Mothman. I know he isn't a mythical creature, but I just want to be gal pals with Mothman. Take him shopping, buy him coffee, have him hold my bags while I try on ridiculous shirts. That's not really a pet though, is it? That's more a best friend, a bubble buddy. That's kind of sad, actually. Oh well, I pick Mothman. What is your go-to movie watching snack or candy? I don't know if you have them overseas, but we have something called Maltesers, which are little hard balls of malt coated in chocolate. It's delicious. I keep having to go quiet when the music goes quiet so no one can hear me. I'm sorry. In person. I would describe myself as an extroverted introvert. I am not very good with people. I get nervous really easily, panicky, and that translates to a motor mouth that runs on its own, and I can't stop it, and I'll say shit without realizing what I'm saying until I've said it, and then I can't take it back, and more often than not, it makes me look a fool. So it translates as being overly friendly, overly enthusiastic, bubbly, and bouncy. And then I'm like exhausted. Whereas with the people I'm close to, I can't shut up. But in the best way, because I know that I don't have to worry about what I'm gonna say because they don't make me nervous. People just exhaust me. I'm not very good with those kind of things. Was your first kiss actually a good one? I can remember my first kiss. It was with a boy at school. I was only about 10 or so. But I'm sure it was just a peck. But he did it on a dare. Yeah. My first proper kiss with my first proper boyfriend was lovely. Very wet, but lovely. My sister walked in and ruined it. Number 23 on the home stretch. Other than basic things like your wallet, phone, etc., is there something you try not to leave home without? If so, what is it? Perfume. I always bring perfume. I'm a big fan of... There's a store here called New Look. And they do really cheap Eau de Toilette. Little bottles. And they smell amazing. They're super, super cheap. So I always have one in my bag. I think I have one for every bag I have. And if I'm having a bad day and I'm out, which isn't very often, but I know the perfume's in my bag and I can spray it on my scarf or on the collar of my jacket. And the smell instantly calms me down because I'm so used to them. I buy the same ones all the time. As soon as I run out, I get more. And they last a long time. So, perfume. What is a non-sexual act someone can do that you find very attractive? Tie their hair up. I don't know what it is. I'm not a huge fan of men. No offense to you guys. But girls are really pretty. So are non-binary folks. But men with long hair, I don't know what it is. Watching them tie their hair up. That gets to me. Of any gender. Or no gender, really. Just watching people tie their hair back. Or play with it. Also, it's really cheesy, but I like it. I like watching people cook as well. I like forearms. I like hands. So watching people cook is really attractive. Maybe not in a sexual way, but it's nice to watch. Last question. Name a song you never get tired of hearing. Now here we go again. I am not good at making choices. I can't narrow things down. Beating Heart Baby by Head Automatic. I'm getting all confused now. Hold on. Gotta wait for the music to start. Beating Heart Baby by Head Automatic. Christopher's River by Baby Claro. That's an old one too. Calendar Girl by Neil Sedaka. And Love Lost in a Hail of Gunfire by Bleeding Through. I love those songs. Oh, can I choose in a Perfect Circle one? Fuck it, I'm gonna choose in a Perfect Circle one. The Outsider by The Perfect Circle. By The Perfect Circle? God, I'm a boomer. That's what's happened to me. I have a really eclectic music taste. It ranges. Yeah. So, thank you very much, Rogue Bunny, for your being nosy questionnaire. I am so sorry if this is not very clear, but I hope to have a proper audio uploaded this coming week. Oh, that was strange. Anyway, I really enjoyed being a part of the community. I've been part of it for a long time now. I won't say what my previous account was. I would rather be anonymous, but I'm so looking forward to being more involved with you all. I made some pretty good friends already. Some good tips, some good advice being passed across the board. And I can't wait to take it all on and maybe make something from some of our talented author scripts. Thank you. Have a good Sunday and take care of yourself. Bye.